This is your be moment, your moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I want you to know what's possible after you release it. Lately, we've been talking about how to handle your unanswered prayer. First, we said we would trust God in His silence. Second, when we see no proof that our prayer is being answered, we turn to Habakkuk 3:17, which says, "When the fig tree does not bud, and there are no grapes on the vine, still I will rejoice in the Lord." You rejoice knowing that God is resolving matters better than you could have ever imagined. Your third step now is to release your unanswered prayer into God's hands. Now, that's interesting because you might think, if you've already rejoiced, then surely you've released it. Not necessarily. Consider those times when you claim you've turned a matter over to God, only to find yourself preoccupied with it 30 minutes later. When I turn to the scriptures, I'm reminded of Hannah, who longed to have a child for years and at one point became depressed and even stopped eating. One day, Hannah went to the tabernacle to pray and to express her anguish when the priest told her to go in peace and God would answer her petition. Hannah went away in peace and she started eating again and her face was no longer sad. Shortly thereafter, she conceived her first child and would go on to have five more. When you truly release something, your state of preoccupation turns to a state of peace. And as you think about that, remember these words: you will keep in perfect peace all who trust in you, all whose thoughts are fixed on you. Isaiah 26:3. Share today's message. Follow us on Instagram at Boost of Blessings and subscribe to the Boost of Blessings YouTube channel for new videos every Wednesday. So today, release it.